Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, April 7th, 2025. Let's head into Belfast this morning, where Bev Roxby is waiting to invite you to a film and discussion tomorrow night on the history of the environmental movement and where it goes from here.
Hi, Amy. This is Bev Roxby from Belfast. I am part of a new organization, well, it's been around for a couple of years, called the Waldo County Climate Action Coalition. And initially, it was like herding cats because all these organizations coming together and stepping a bit out of their silos to help support one another and all their important activities and events that they were doing all year long. But we've done a pretty good job of staying together, and we've decided to promote the month of April here in Belfast and Waldo County itself as Earth Month. So we're holding events all during the month of April, and you'll be hearing about more of these events happening. I'm representing the Sierra Club Maine as part of my part in the coalition, and we are sponsoring, along with Waldo County Climate Action Coalition, this wonderful film called A Fierce Green Fire, The Battle for a Living Planet. And it was a big picture exploration of the environmental movement from its start, really, back in the late 50s, but especially early 60s, and kind of culminated in 1970 with a lot of teach-ins around the country. And at that point in history, our administration, Richard Nixon, was happy with listening to what was going on and acting on it. So it's really the birth of the Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, Endangered Species Act. All these different laws and agencies supporting the laws came to be during this time in the 1970, early 70s. It was an exciting time, but it was also a time that extraordinarily horrible things were happening in the country. So this film goes back and shows people just how bad things really were. And it ends with events in 2009, I think, or 2010, which at first we thought made it kind of an obsolete film, but it's actually not. It's only 53 minutes long. So it gives people in the audience a chance to engage in some important discussion about where we are now, where we might have to go, what we are willing to do to face the enormous pressures that we didn't have back in 1970. And move forward so that we can do some serious planet protection and take our laws back. The Belfast Free Library is responsible for a lot of the events that are happening because they're the people who brought this coalition together in the first place. So the film is being shown. It's co-sponsored, as I said, by Sierra Club Maine and the Waldo County Climate Action Coalition. And it's being held Tuesday, April 8th at 6:30 p.m. in the Abbott Room. Now, for those people who have been to the Abbott Room in the Belfast Free Library, it holds probably about 80 people maximum. So I just like to suggest that people arrive early, and we hope to go until, I'm sure we'll go until 8 o'clock and possibly a little longer so that we can have a lively discussion and hopefully a productive one. Go to the events section in Sierra Club Maine, and you'll get some pretty specific information about what the movie is all about. It's a beautiful film. I was part of a group that showed it back in 2017, and we showed it at the Colonial Theater, and it was almost a sold-out audience. But this viewing is free, so we hope to see a lot of people there.
That was Bev Roxby in Belfast. The websites for the Waldo Climate Action Group and the Sierra Club of Maine are WaldoClimateAction.org and SierraClub.org/Maine. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.